This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The Chicago Children's Choir is presenting a free virtual Black History Month concert tonight. The theme of this year's concert is Preserving and Persevering, an exploration of the history of Black music and the struggle against racial injustice. Like many arts institutions, the Chicago Children's Choir has had to get creative to meet the challenges of the pandemic. Joining us now is the Chicago Children's Choir Senior Associate Artistic Director Judy Hansen and 17-year-old choral member Coda Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Judy, let's start with you. Could you tell us how the choir's had to adapt in this pandemic year?
Well, yes, we've really been virtual since March. We've had a few gatherings in September when it was a little bit warmer. But we have had to, you know, just connect via Zoom and really, you know, have our rehearsals together that way. But it has been so wonderful because we really don't have the geographic limitations. You know, we serve kids from all over the city of Chicago. So we've been able to, you know, really offer unparalleled learning experiences.
Your live virtual performance tonight is Preserving and Persevering, which seems kind of fitting for these times.
Yes, it absolutely is. And we are thrilled to be presenting this concert. It really involves all of our singers from our in-school programs and neighborhood choir programs and our dimension singers and even our top performing ensemble Voice of Chicago. And it's really focusing on the preserving of such amazing African-American traditions and where they specifically come from, why this amazing music is sometimes so underappreciated, but so important in our musical history, in our American history. And then also the perseverance and how this music has helped to really bring people together through a lot of strife and a lot of racial injustice. So it's bringing light to a lot of those issues in our country.
Coda Lewis, can I ask you where you go to high school?
Yeah, I go to Lincoln Park High School.
Okay, and this is your senior year, correct?
Yes.
So this is going to be one of your final performances with the Chicago Children's Choir. How are you feeling about that?
Definitely bittersweet. I mean, I am grateful for every performance opportunity I get with the choir, but I've been in it for 10 years now, so I'm not really ready to go. But I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, just keeping the choir's mission with me as I go on to college.
You mentioned the mission of the Chicago Children's Choir, which yes, some of us may know was born out of the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s. And even today, we're still struggling with racial equality and issues of inequity. How do you, as a young person who's participated and who lives in Chicago, how do you see the choir playing a role in this struggle?
Yeah, so the choir is a nonprofit organization that was founded in Hyde Park in direct response to the civil rights movement, like you said, and its mission is to inspire and unite youth from diverse backgrounds, like me, to become global ambassadors through music. And it's really done this, but also has gone far beyond its original intent and its original mission. And we learn about so many different cultures at the choir and really have the opportunity to celebrate mine through concerts like Black History Month.
Judy, how do you see the choir? What role does it play as we continue this national conversation?
Well, I think that the choir really brings, as Coda said, brings diverse youth together. And I think that, you know, through the power of music, you know, all people are able to feel music. And so when you sing with someone, it's a very personal experience, and you sing and you understand your humanity. And these kids are learning about each other's culture, their, you know, their backgrounds, that they may not believe the same things. They may not come from the same place, but when they are able to express together and connect in that way, it reminds them of, you know, of their, you know, their purpose in the world.
Coda, as we're talking about this, is there a song that you've performed with the Chicago Children's Choir that sort of resonates with you, that opens that door for you?
Oh, yes, there's so many, but one that I am excited for everyone to see in our Black History Month performance is definitely Wade in the Water.
Wade in the Water. trouble the water.
It's such a heavy song that has so many meanings and history behind it, and I love singing it, and I am excited for everyone to see it, and I hope they feel the same.
God's gonna trouble the water.
That's Coda Lewis and Judy Hansen with the Chicago Children's Choir. Thank you both so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Preserving and Persevering will be live streamed tonight at 7 o'clock on the Chicago Children's Choir Facebook and YouTube channels. For more information, you can visit ccchoir.org. This is 91.5 FM WBEZ.